This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock on the Free Talk Live Network. We're continuing our conversation with Dave Hodges, a longtime friend and activist and podcaster out of Phoenix, Arizona, thecommonsenseshow.com. An interesting discussion. We'll continue right now.
Ernie, where did you get this? I want to see it.
That's on ACLU. Look at the webpage. ACLU.org video ordering pizza. Just put ACLU ordering pizza. It'll come up. You know, this was back in 2004. I mean, what's the date they have on this thing? When did they do this? This first came out in 2004, okay? So when you look at the beginning of the, I'll just run, because it has a date on the order here. Last called June 2nd, 2004. had a date on here. So I remember this is back then, and she wanted to get that, either we had caught her advocating for this kind of data, she had to get that offer. She was gone. Well, she was gone, because I couldn't delete it anyway if I wanted to, like I ever would, you know. And they threatened me with death, dying, and damnation. They're going to, you know, they went after my Air America liberal, you know, so much stuff that they had done, myself and Charles Goyette, that we were their libertarian, token libertarians at Air America radio station, that the general manager started becoming libertarian. He goes, wow. We had Naomi Wolf, I introduced at the Revolution March in July of 2005 in Washington, out on the lawn out there, had tens of thousands of people, a Ron Paul thing. Before she came up, right before I introduced her, she goes, you libertarians were right. And she's been coming out kicking butt. So I'm just going, yeah, this is where... So I'm feeling it's time. You know, it's just time. It's so much stuff. They want to play. They want to come after me, which they'll, you know, I catapult kittens in the swirl cactuses, whatever. I mean, you know, I go, yeah, and, you know, freedom's the answer, what's the question? Do you advocate, you know, blah, blah, yeah, whatever. Freedom's the answer, what's the question? I mean, they have to. They have to attack because they don't know anything else. And it's not about me. It's about freedom, and I just need from Dave Hodges that knows a lot of people there that are in the Republican. But see, I'm a totally different group of people, you know. They're more activists, street activists, libertarian, anarchists, voluntarists. We're already bartering, trading crypto and silver and already anyway. These people that are politicos, are they seeing the demand for them to even survive and feed themselves that they have to go barter? Different kind of currency, trading their services.
The feeling I get is this, and I'll use the elections as an example of what I'm talking about. In Arizona, the reason the Republicans, one of the reasons they probably voted against any type of election reform, even though they know it's hopelessly corrupt, is because if an election can work against you, it can also work for you. And I think they felt they probably didn't have the juice to make the changes needed to make elections more fair, and they don't want to end up like Liz Harris. That's the first thing. The second thing I'd say this, with regard to surveillance, I want to backtrack to that video for a second. One of the things that I found in my research is that you have 7 to 10 devices in your home, if you're average, that are tracking everything you say and do, and it goes to whoever to collect the data on you. The NSA has a naughty nice list already. I've been told this. I don't have all the details, but I know they score you on certain categories, and you have an aggregate score. And I said, what's the aggregate score? And they go, that's naughty or nice list score. Well, what does it mean? Well, we don't know where they draw the line. We just know they have files on everybody. It's J. Edgar Hoover on steroids. So, in other words, they already know who they want to get rid of. They already know who they want to go after. That data already exists.
That's my point on the Winter Soldier movie, is that if they had... Okay, just ask this question. If they, then those... T3, those that won't leave us alone. Who are they, Ernie? There are those who want to be just left alone, and there are those that just won't leave me alone. Okay, that's what I mean by they, them, those. The ones who won't leave me alone. They're easy to identify. If T3 wants to, take out opposition to them, what would they do? They need to know who the opposition is. By what criteria? I don't know. Whatever criteria they create, AI does, whatever. Then they push a button, boom, it finds them. If you take out this, then you're good. You don't have opposition. They always say that. That's when they try to go out after dissidents or terrorists or, ISIS or whatever, and whatever, Iraq, Afghanistan, stuff. We get rid of these 5,000 people, then we're good. Well, then you just pissed off 20, 30,000 more people. It never stops, which they make money on anyway. They're going, okay, I guess we got to keep fighting this war. What's the Ukraine war about? About having a war. About laundering more money. This is why, Assange and Snowden and Manning and all these guys got nailed is because they were outing that Afghanistan was a farce. It was just a money laundering gig. What do you think Ukraine is? While Maui burns, they're needing more money for Ukraine. We have a story going up this afternoon. Hawaii, state of Hawaii, is doing a fundraiser for, not Maui, Ukraine. And I'm going, are you freaking kidding me? This is so obvious. So what do we do about it? Now, one of the things I wanted to... I was doing a show with James Corbett, and he made this point. He goes, as is always, like Timothy McVeigh, Oklahoma City bombing and this kind of stuff, there's always the guy that washed out a special forces training, washed out of, some basic or whatever. Well, Edward Snowden washed out. I fall down, go boom, hurt my knee or something. Then... But he has all kinds, patriotic, and mom and dad works for the government, and I got skills in IT and so on. So he goes in, works for the CIA. Then he goes and works for the NSA. Well, then he outs all the stuff on the NSA. Did he ever stop working for the CIA? And the point that he was trying to make was that the CIA and the NSA may be competing communities. So you want to out the NSA, make the CIA look better or something, and you're going, well, when does that ever happen? BATF. And the BTF, BATF was out, I got to get the right acronyms. Anyway, tobacco and firearms guys. So the Bureau of Tobacco and Firearms, BTF. So they went out and they did a fundraiser on this Waco thing. They needed to, have something happen so they make some money. Get a budget increase, get a whatever. I remember the 60 Minutes thing they did on, the women they're doing, they're complaining about, and they're being misogynist, at the BATF, whatever. So I'm going, this is just typical that is Snowden really... the freedom guy? Or was he just out in the NSA as a CIA thing? Who knows? Who cares? It's not the point. The point is that we're being distracted from what's really happening. What's really happening, all of the opposition to the masks and the mandates and, you know, all the stuff that happened, people that donated to the trucker convoy, the people. Those are the ones that are the roadblock to those doing the great reset of, boom, here's your central bank digital currency. When you get rid of them, or you use like Liz Harris as an example, you start talking about this or even suggest a name that goes to the committee if you weren't even there, you're excommunicated and, you know, deleted from the roles of being a legislator, and anybody else that does it will too. Feel me? This is Chuck Schumer. When Trump won in 16 comes out, they'll get you, you know, 6 ways from Sunday. We're going to get some. Well, what are they doing? They're just constantly hammering Trump with all kinds of indictments, and Arizona's thinking of coming out with an indictment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going, okay, good. But what if you don't give a crap what the election says? What if? What if you ignore them? What if? What if you do barter? What if you don't have taxing events? What if you live a life differently? What if you occupy the land? What if? So we're going to find out a what if and advocate, because I'm always a decade ahead anyway. But, you know, we do it now. It's going to be because all the stuff that we had done before has come to pass. Neon, I freaking told you so. Those are my pronouns, David. I told you so. That's my new pronouns.
Well, you know, I've said this a lot recently. What we were talking about from 2010 to about 2015 is now coming into play today in many, many ways. And the Obama administration was like the eighth inning setup pitcher. He put all the things out there for Hillary Clinton to act on when she became president in 2016. The good thing for us, we got a four-year reprieve because Donald Trump didn't implement all these things. Biden is. And we do need to get active, Ernie. I know there's a feeling out there we can just ignore this, but we can't. And because, listen, CBDC comes in, it's game over. They will control what you eat. You saw right there in the pizza video from the ACLU.
Yep.
Changing the order of the pizza because we don't like your waist size.
Yeah, this is 04.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's almost 20 years ago. But you think we didn't know it was coming?
Well, the bottom line is, what was coming is no longer coming. It's already here.
Yep.
And depopulation goes with it.
Yep.
I mean, there's another variable that overrides a lot of this stuff, too, and it's AI. AI could replace 80 to 90% of all jobs. So what option does the government have at that point if they haven't killed people off in a war? Well, it's universal basic income. Well, how long are these people going to be able to do this or even want to do this? Because a lot of these people that run our government are old Fabian socialists. They believe you don't put more into the state than you take out, you should be done away with. This is why you see the euthanasia movement sweeping through Canada, coming into America. So they're going to do away with a lot of people. Henry Kissinger labeled it. Useless eaters is what he called most of us. And that's coming, Ernie. If we don't stop this, they are going to systematically exterminate large swaths of the population by one means or another.
Because they can. You know, it's one thing. I had a friend of mine. We had, what was it? It was said, you know, 80% of government employees could be replaced with robots. And he immediately came back and he goes, 100% of government employees can be replaced with pictures of robots. So man, that's the attitude. So what about Michelle Obama run for president? You think that was always the plan? What do you think?
No, she has no chance.
So they control the machines. How do they care?
Well, okay, so that's a different question. Can they ramrod anybody through? Can they make someone a viable candidate? So I'll answer the question this way. They can select anyone they want and they can arrange the election. But in terms of making someone viable to the public, no, she has no chance.
What they do is all the early candidates for whenever you have a candidate comes up and I'm here I am to save the day, whoever that person is, it's never them. Like DeSantis comes in, he burns out, they haven't done. You know, Ramaswamy, we'll see what happens with him. You know, any other guy, don't care. Trump, you know, that's a whole other thing. We'll see what happens. But the Democrat, whoever comes up early, is not it. Well, is it Biden? And he's not it? I don't see how he could be it. Kamala Harris?
He won't even be alive. He won't even be alive. I mean, he's on Maui, and he didn't even know what island he was on when he was
talking. Yeah, no, this is, you know, alive is kind of a subjective term. But
it reminds me of that song, you know? You know, I go to parties till 3:45, and it's hard to leave when you can't find the door. That's Obama. I got dementia till 3:45. It's hard to leave when you can't find the door. That's who's running the government. Well, actually, he's not running it. His handlers are running it.
Right.
But nonetheless, and I mean, and here's what they think of us, Ernie. He says no comment about the terrible destruction and loss of life. And then he takes 13 days to go, and he talks about his Corvette after people have lost everything. And he somehow equates what he's been through on a minor basis to this mass destruction he's seeing. This is why the people flipped him off all the way along his motorcade route in signs with, you know, FJB, and we all know what that stands for. But here's the thing. That resistance against Biden and the people running our government isn't manifested in change, because the change is not possible politically because of the system we have. So that doesn't give the people much option. Now, I think the people, like I said earlier, they've been conditioned to a state of learned helplessness. And let me explain what I mean by this. There was an experiment, series of experiments done in the 60s. And what they did is they put a dog on an electrical grid, and they shocked it, and the dog showed it had escapability. And then they built a barrier around the grid and shocked the dog. It tried to escape, but it couldn't. Eventually, just lay down and took the shocks, removed the grid, and then in phase three of the experiment, they shocked the dog, and the dog just laid there and took it. That's where most of America is today. We've been that conditioned that we have a state of learned helplessness. Now, here's what we do know, though. Even in seriously depressed people that are suicidal, many times if there's a threat to their life or you give them electric shock or whatever, you can stir something in them. And there might be a time when they back the wounded animal into the corner in this country and the people respond with vehemence. But it's possible that the violence level, I mean, the violence that we're going to see could go from 0 to 60 overnight. Right now I would say this, Ernie. In fact, I did a video this morning on YouTube, and here's what I said. You have the "we're going to rise up and fight against the people that are running our government." Not going to work if you're citizens. The military is going to support us because there's so many of us, and we'll overthrow this government and do a counter coup. Or we're just going to lay down and take our beating. And I told the audience, I think it's number three, because we're in a state of learned helplessness. I think we're going to go quietly into the night.
Everybody?
The general population. There's people like you.
I don't care about
the
general population. I'm past worried about the general population.
Yeah, but you're a general question. Are people going to rise up? I don't think so. Are there people that won't submit like you and me? Yes. And you know how that's going to end.
Yeah, no, this is why I always say it's going to be a food thing. You know, people rise up when they're hungry, you know? This will turn into a food thing and all the things that go with that, which is a lot. You know, you start depriving people of food, you know, and oh, we got food. It was hopping over there a little bit ago. It was a cricket. Go around, people going around like in the movies in the desert of jumping on grasshoppers. You know, it's so obvious what's coming. And I don't know what people think insulates them, because it used to be we have accumulated wealth. I've seen a lot of recent charts. We have some going up on Freedom's Phoenix this afternoon. A guy named The Economic Truth by John Snyzen out of Manitoba. He is a regular guest and a good friend, and he has, you know, a lot of charts. I mean, he does a lot of research. He's written books on the economy and so on. Well, one thing that he showed is the median income for America is a lot higher than anywhere else. If you take out London, the median income in the rest of Great Britain is that of Mississippi. You know, I mean, it depends heavily on, for the country's average, is all the wealthy in London. It's that way for a lot of countries, except America. and it's changing rapidly. The way it used to be is America's middle class was middle class. That was America. You had the ultra rich, and you had the ultra poor, and then you had like everybody else that had, you know, two cars, a picket fence, a single family home, and, you know, and a microwave. I mean, you know, whatever. We're have actual savings now. You know, nobody can put their hands on $500. So this is, we are already maxing out on, you look at the credit card debt, you know, for just people's credit. Credit card debt, skyrocketing. Municipal debt, skyrocketing. U.S. debt, skyrocketing. I saw that, I keep track of the 30-year treasury. That's one thing that I look at. And I, you know, I'll show it to you. And the reason is, for decades, I've looked at this. 30-year treasury. Why do you think I would do that?
Well, it talks about a number of things, but one is stability of the money supply.
Well, you know, whenever it starts to shoot up, let me see if I can find a chart here I can share. Because whenever it starts to shoot up, you know, and it's over, yeah, here, I'll show you, boom. Here we go. When this shoots up, it means debt for, there's a long reason why, but this is what I'm waiting on. Here we go. Boom, 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 boom. Now, when was it way up there? Okay, let's take a look at all. This is back in the mid-early 1980s. Then you had, this is all Reaganomics stuff, and this is when they were trying to save the dollar. Now, then you had the Fed interest rate was of like 15% or something. We have been living in la-la land here for a long, just keeps going, and this is going to happen again. When this does, it's over. That's why one of my hot links, every day I look at the 30-year treasury, because I know that's indicative of what's coming. And it's starting. It's been below 3% for like ever. Yeah, when was the last time I closed it? But when was the last time? So there's certain things that I look at just to go, and here we go. And that's one of them. So when you have treasuries, a lot of times, the longer it is, it should, you know, because it's under risk more, it should be higher. Well, the 2 and 10 years starting to go past the 30. Why? Because it's in more risk. You know, then the long term, they're looking at short term, we got a lot of risk. China's economy is starting to take a dump. They're going to have to wipe off a whole bunch of debt they have from their housing and fake economy, fake. The entire world is fake. And the only ones that have gone and backing up whatever currency they come up with gold, and like, I trust them. You know, how much gold do we got in Fort Knox that's not tungsten? I mean, you know, it's so bad that we have to think locally. It's going to be, where are you getting your food? Where are you being able to have a job or make income to buy your food? Where are you going to be living to wherever you can prepare your food? It's going to be a food thing. So, however, I feel pretty lucky. I'm in a bus, man. You know, I've got everything right. I'm good. But I'm telling you, I worry for my children and anybody else. We're going back to Arizona, bad. October.
There's bad news.
Buying
bad news
land.
On the food front.
Then what?
There's bad news on the food front, Ernie.
What do you think?
We have cattle production now is the lowest level in 65 years. We've had 200 food processing plants be destroyed mysteriously, not one federal investigation.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Tropical Stormy Dahlia is marching towards Florida now. Luke Strickland with Florida's Emergency Management says all the models say Dahlia is getting stronger.
We project this to be a Category 3 major hurricane, 115-mile-per-hour winds.
The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane today and pass over western Cuba tonight. Congressional Democrats calling for widespread student loan forgiveness owe major sums in educational debt themselves. That's according to a Washington Examiner analysis of newly released financial disclosures.
14 Democratic members of Congress, including Reps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar, but together they hold up to $1.7 million in personal or family student debt, according to 2022 filings. Michael Chamberlain from Protect the Public's Trust likened it to officials benefiting from stock they own. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
ROADS? We don't need no stinking ROADS. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network with me, Ernest Hancock. Continue our conversation with Dave Hodges, TheCommonSenseShow.com.
There's bad news on the food front, Ernie.
What do you think?
We have cattle production now is the lowest level in 65 years. We've had 200 food processing plants be destroyed mysteriously, not one federal investigation. If they were Planned Parenthood, they'd be all over it with the DOJ and the FBI, but they're not. They don't care. We have the Dimming the Sun program. It might want to take down the sunlight to the earth by 18%. That affects crop yield. You have the Chinese and Bill Gates buying up farmland all across America. And the latest thing is this, and it's something I've been looking into. 8 states in the Midwest, from Nebraska all the way to Ohio, they have what's called these carbon capture programs, and they got some federal judge to tell this NGO, you can go on farmer's land, dig a 90-foot trench right in the middle of their farming, and then put all these toxic chemicals in the soil in the name of carbon capture. Some of these devices are 100 feet away from their water supply, their leach fields, their house, And this is being unchallenged. And deputies come on with these NGO workers, and they tell the farmers, you say anything, do anything, you're going to jail for contempt of court. So this is going on now, and what does it affect? The food supply. So I totally agree with you. They're after food, and if you look at how did Stalin control Ukraine, he starved them to death, and that's what's coming here.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. And I have a lot of stuff. We'll just scroll here. People can see what's on the front page of Freedom Phoenix right now. Just go right now. Okay? And if you're a subscriber, you get this in an email dispatch. And how you do that is you go to the top of the page and it says join us and, you know, free. It's all good. Now, here we have Tucker Carlson interviewing Colonel Douglas McGregor talking about Ukraine, man. This is going to turn into here coming home. We're going to have got to have a war. And I go, you think censorship's bad now? Wait till it's war and 24. The 2024 election cycle and war. War in 24. Here we go. Censorship, war in 24. What do you think's going on with Ukraine? What's going to happen, man?
I have a little different view, and I do agree about the Ukraine part, what you're saying. But I'm not even sure we're going to have an election in 24, and I'll tell you why.
It's based on my discussion.
Yeah, but let me tell you why I think this. I don't think they have to have an election, but the other thing is this, is that they have limitations on how much they can cheat. This is what I go on the experts I talk to about voting machines and all this other stuff. They can't cheat 100%. And right now, Biden's approval rating is not 30% that they say in the mainstream media. It's more like 10%. And the question is, can they cheat enough to swing an election? And the answer is they're kind of at critical mass, and the thinking is they may not be able to afford to have an election, so you create a crisis where you have martial law and no election, and I think that's possible.
Well, you had Zelensky going, oh, we're going to have an election? Well, if we're at war, we can't have an election in our fight for democracy.
You
You've got to stop the election because can't have election if we're at war in the war for democracy. To have elections, we're not going to have an election. I'm like, what the crap is that? We're fighting for democracy while he cancels elections. And they're going to do the same thing here? Then it's all over. See, that's why I've always been throughout history, even in the Civil War, they have to have an election. If you don't have an election, credibility for whatever the hell happens is done. You know, and we're done. You know, so you don't have an election, fine. Then you don't have a country anymore. You don't have, you know, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration, it's done. We're done. You know, thank you for playing, it's done. And I appreciate making sure everybody knows it's done. So, are we done? Are we done? I don't know. Are we done? Okay, we're done. So they do that, we're done.
There's an antidote. If they have CBDC and they have total control, then it doesn't matter what you do. Elections are meaningless. They won't have to have them. And I don't know that that's going to happen in 2024, but I remember since 92 I've been hearing they won't have an election because this, that, and the other. Okay, I've never believed that nonsense, but I think now it's in the realm of possibility. The election might be unneeded, and they may not be able to win it on the side where they have to cheat enough to win it. I don't know that they can, so they got to look for alternatives. But I'll tell you what, if we do any kind of nuclear exchange, election's going to be meaningless anyway. You're not going to be able to hold an election. Where will you go to vote?
You know, there's been, they even got on the ballot or being on the agenda in the state of New Hampshire for secession. Well, will there be secessions? And who's going to allow even to vote on secession? And they go, yeah, secession's been decided. You can't. Why? Well, it's called case of Grant versus Lee. That's why. You know? Oh, okay. You know? So this is the mindset. About in Texas, the Lone Star State, when they came in, that was part of the conditions, is that they could leave. And they could go into five states and get 10 senators and all kinds of stuff. They tried. That's why they call it the Republic of Texas, you know. So there is, and they go, we reneged on that deal. You can't do it because Grant versus Lee, because we say. So it always comes down to just general public opinion, and they'll tell you what that is. So saith the computer. So saith AI that we program. So saith, you know, whatever the hell we want to do, and we got a shiny badge and a directed energy weapon. Oh, yeah. Oh, here's a good conspiracy. This is a good conspiracy. I started seeing blue umbrellas, blue trash cans, blue cars, whatever, didn't burn. And I go, what's so special about blue? Because lasers, blue light lasers or something, don't affect them. You know, it's kind of, they did the, you know, a demonstration of this, and I'm going, all right, well, that's kind of weird. We'll see where that goes. But no matter how outlandish the conspiracy, it winds up being true. So I'm an open mind, man. I just, whatever. Have you heard about that? Have you seen demonstrations of that?
That's true. Listen, can I go into a court of law and prove what we're kind of getting at here? Directed energy weapons did what they did on Maui. I'd have a hard time with that because I don't have access to all the data points. But I will say this. The actions after the fact convict them. They were well organized in what they wanted to do.
Smart city.
In Lahaina. You know, let me give you an example. It takes 15 days minimum to evict someone with the procedures you have to go through. And they were evicting people on the seventh day. They're seizing land now. They've done away with a historic district designation. The governor has basically taken away all the land rights from the people.
Oh, he said he was. We're looking at ways to take the land. I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Crap?
Exactly. Well, that's after he had a press conference where he said he was going to stop all development coming in from buying up stuff, and yet that's exactly what they're doing. You know, Bezos came in with $100 million of cash, says, I want to buy Lahaina and make it a smart city, i.e. a 15-minute city. The fix was in, and this is why you know that this was a conspiracy ahead of time. And I'm going to say something very controversial, but I believe it to be true. I don't need to go beyond three things. One, the sirens didn't play because they said the excuse was they'd run out and run to the hills and get burned up. Oh, no one's that stupid. They would have seen the danger coming and run to the ocean or got out. They evacuated the tourists, and then they trapped the locals. And the way they trapped the locals, two things. They didn't give them the water they needed to fight the fire. And I've seen video where the water ran out when the fire department was fighting. And then they blocked the exits. And there's
that was weird. Policemen at the exits blocking traffic.
That's right.
Why? Because I was told to.
They're their cars. Well, yeah, and that's and who was the police chief? The guy who was the critical incident commander in Vegas in that shooting, and they totally acquiesced to the FBI's investigation that was a whitewash and a cover-up. So that's who they brought in to be the police chief. So you look at that. Okay, and then they didn't release the water. All right, the first time only, and then the sirens didn't go off, and then you block the exits. This was a kill zone. And Ernie, they wanted to drive up the death curve. This is why they brought the kids home from school and let them burn up in their homes. And the reason I think they did it is because if you have five members of a family that own a property and two of them survive, they're going to want to rebuild, or they're certainly going to have property rights within the family. If you wipe out the families, okay, their heirs are probably on the mainland, and they're going to sell out to the developers. That's why I think they wanted to drive.
Okay, this is one thing, you know, that I haven't even scratched the surface. I'm always, my audience knows I always say 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Blah, 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 blah. I wait 3 weeks. If it's not in the first 3 minutes of the 14-year-old kid with a video on his iPhone that he posted up on IPFS that can't be deleted, then 3 weeks. I wait 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, you kind of find out what's up. You know, well, we're getting there. And there were high winds at the time. Why? Because, I don't know, high winds. You know, ooh, they made them weather control of the dad. Don't care. There were high winds. When you got super high winds and you light anything on fire, you can see it, man. You got a hurricane and a fire, it's freaking going to make it burn. But what started the fires? Where did they start? How many? And how many times have we been seeing, oh, it's global warming started these 14 fires in the forest of Canada and, you know, on Maui and this and that. And so, well, fortunately, we have satellites. Fortunately, we have people get access to the telemetry of the satellites. You can look at the past images. You can go in. So people start going, look, fire started here, 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 encompass this, wind blowing this way. What do you think was going to happen? So as time goes on, you get a few weeks of the amateur sleuth of I'm going to take a look, and you go, yeah, I'm thinking something's going on. Then you have, you know, Oprah and Bezos and Zuckerberg and these guys got, ooh, we are on Maui. We just want to have our own little special ion cannons on the coast, and we'll take out any opposition from the freaking peasants and have our, you know, super Epstein Island of whatever the hell, you know. They wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong. I mean, you know, come on. So how much do you have to go through to see? And I don't even care. You know, of course I care. But I'm just like, where do I put my focus? My youngest daughter, Sierra, and her husband planned their first trip to Hawaii with their two little kids. That's like 4 and 7, 8, around there. And they're going to Maui. They were going right there. That's where they are booked for the first week in October. Are they still going to go? Are they going to allow them to go? Are they going to take stuff with them? Are they going to change the plans? Are we going to, you know, send something with them, a little something, something, and here's a recording, do some interviews for me kind of thing? Because Sierra used to be my producer for 2.5 years. So I go, and she's like, oh, I don't want to do it. Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But this will be interesting. She get, you know, some guests for us, David. So this is always eventually going to come out, what's going on, as a lot of this stuff has been. But by then, they have already paid off somebody, signed them off, killed them, taken out the remaining family members of, it's ours now. So when you don't have any survivors, what does it do? It goes into probate. The state determines. And the governor's already said, oh, yeah, we're going to do a memorial to, they're not living here anymore. So this is, it's so bad. What do you think you're going to do? Vote? What are you going to do, David?
Let me read to you. No, the voting is not it. Let me read to you something that really kind of puts the hammer on this, that this was pre-planned. There's information out there in documentation that in January of 2023, the state of Hawaii approved a development where the town of Lahaina is worth $75 million, and they were going to create 51-acre home sites. Wait a minute, there were already structures there, and this went through 8 months before the fire. Okay, now obviously it wasn't acted upon, but they had pre-planned this. And then they did away with the historic site of Lahaina, so they don't have a protection of a historic site. And then it said there, they made an agreement with the Hawaiian elders. The government said, oh yeah, we won't let developers come in and take your land and eminent domain and this and that, unless there's a natural disaster. And see, this is all the pre-planning. This was designed, and that's why I don't know if they use lasers for sure. I've seen some things that purport to be evidence. It doesn't matter. The fact is, however they did it because you know they did it because one day after, they were ready to go to seize that land.
Okay, now, one thing you talk about this being a historic district. Why? Because it was one of the capital cities of the Kingdom of Hawaii. That was the kingdom. When the United States took over Hawaii, it was a coup against the Queen of Hawaii. They went, it's ours now. So saith this battleship. That's what happened. Well, then you got, you know, Lahaina is what? Capital. And it's gone. And we're going to start over. And it's a smart city. And man, it makes you go, So I just, this is, you know, I'm so not, I'm not in the mindset of, you know, fighting every little battle when I know what the solution is. Freedom. The support of individual rights. The only purpose of government is the defense of individual rights to own property. We had up Karl Marx. It was, you know, what do you think the Marxism that's, the methodology that's being used in this stuff, is that ringing a bell to you? You're a studier of Marxist history a little bit. You know, what do you think is going on?
Well, it's kind of Karl Marx because the state has all authority. I suppose that's the bottom line here of what you're saying. But I want to finish one thought, though, Ernie, before we go to the underlying philosophy. They evacuated the tourists hours before they blocked the locals in. Why would they evacuate the tourists? Why not let them die, too? Because when people don't go home to Florida and New Hampshire and Wyoming and California and Arizona, okay, now there are casualties there. There are families that are pissed off. Now you've spread the awareness that people want to look at what went on because they lost family members and friends. That's why they got the tourists out. Why'd they lock in the locals and block them from leaving? For the reasons we already said. So I wanted to make sure we made that distinction. But as far as underlying philosophy go, because we can. The governor of Hawaii spoke to the UN a few weeks ago about 15-minute cities. Okay, and that's the ultimate control over a population. It's an open-air prison is what it is. Okay, he's fine with that. And this man right now is systematically robbing the people in Lahaina of their property rights, the survivors. They're blocking life-saving medications. They still want people to die. They're blocking food because people don't have food handling license. And then FEMA and the Red Cross are sitting there with their thumbs up their ass doing nothing. So right there, the governor is complicit in the misery. And they just, they're, what they're showing you is even bigger than the event. What the message is, anyone, anywhere can be victimized. Government is all powerful. And I think this is a symbolic event. And I'll tell you something else, Ernie. I don't know if you saw Biden when he was asked the question. What do you think about Maui? You got anything to say about the casualties? No, no comment. You know what I think? I think he knew. I don't think he knew. I think that's the first he heard of it. If you look at his body language, he was totally caught off guard. And he should have said something like this. Hey, it's a terrible loss of life. We're working on it. We're going to give those people all the help they need. Sorry, got to go.
That's right after we get our money for Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the other thing, too. This is where America stands, and America needs to realize this. $700 per person who lost their home in Lahaina. $24 billion for Ukraine. Do I have to say any more?
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is what I wanted to get to here. Let me show this. All right. The Marxist idea of property is this. The father of communism, Karl Marx, says in his Manifesto of the Communist Party, in this sense, the theory of the communist may be summed up in the single sentence, abolition of private property.
Yes, absolutely.
People are not going to be handing over their private property voluntarily to the communists. This will only happen at gunpoint once the communists are in power. So why do you say that communism is not violent? Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. A quote from Mao Zedong, the father of communist China. So the whole point, the theory of communists is summed up in one sentence, abolition of private property. That's what this is all about. That's why I have to occupy the land as a concept, as an idea, as the idea that government is there to allow for you to be able to build your own shelter, grow your own food, raise your own children. This is, you know, they go, no. You're a bee in the hive of big city of we put you in your assigned job of Brave New World. I mean, this is so obvious what's coming. But we have to be conditioned. How are you conditioned? Got to get your mind right, boy. You know, if you don't get your mind right, it's stick and carrot. If you don't, if you do it right, you know, you get, you know, green fees and hookers or whatever, okay, as politicians, which they're looking for. And if you're not, you get the stick. I'm going to stick you. Bam. So what do you think is going to happen? You want to see the future. You look at what's punished and what's rewarded. There you go. And that's why we knew what was coming. They were punishing certain things and rewarding politicians and anybody go along with whatever. Here we go. But sooner or later, it takes a tireless minority ready to set brush fires in the minds of men and women that are going to do some ass whipping. How do we know this? It always has happened, and it always will. Well, they think they got robot armies, drones, and surveillance, and, you know, Captain America Winter Soldier helicarrier is going to take you out. Will they? We'll see. If they can, they will. Then your dystopian future that's been advocated and demonstrated all through science fiction of here we go. So, if that is inevitable, I just believe I have to go down fighting for what? You got to be careful what you're fighting for. Truth, justice, the American way, wherever the hell that is. Freedom. Freedom of the individual. The only purpose of government is to support that individual freedom. If you are doing anything else, it's suspect. You know, the only way I know how to be free is advocate it for everyone. So that's what I'm willing to do. How many people out there are willing to do that? I don't know. David, you know, you would think it would have been, I would have thought there would have been more resistance in Arizona to the lockdown than there was. I'm glad it was more than a lot of states, but I think it would have been a lot more, which is why Hobbs and Friends had to come in, just like they always do, the nail sticking up higher in Arizona. Comment?
No, you're exactly right. The social psychology research on change is really interesting. There's a group called SNARK, and they have a long history of predicting fads and explosive trends and so forth. And what they tell us is that when a committed population on a single ideal reaches 10%, then you have a multiplying effect. And I think right now we have over half the country to a later or lesser or greater degree knows what's going on in the country, but you only have about 3-4% of the people that are willing to stand up and be committed to some kind of action that reflects what they know. And we're a long way off from getting to that 10%. So
you know, Mike,
it's back to, I think we're going to lay down and take our beating.
Until you don't. You know, it's you know, a lot of times it's whatever happens to children. I don't know if they're going to, you know, people are going to allow this again. You know, they're going to finally just permanently pull their kids out of government schools. You know,
they should
homeschool. Well, I mean, they got increases in education budget. Yeah, they don't care. Fewer kids. Yeah, whatever. You know, I have to be of the opinion that there's going to be resistance. And my experience has been, I mean, just from my experience, I didn't know about the 10% thing, but it was 15%. You get 15% in any election polling data, something comes, they freak. You know, they, them, those got them something. You know, 15% represents hell no on whatever it is in elections or something that they're freaked out about. Oh my God, you hit 15%. They want to explain it to you. So
RFK Jr., and that's when YouTube acted against him. Yeah, you're exactly 15%.
Is that what he got, really?
He was at 15%. He demanded Secret Service protection, which they denied, and he's entitled to by law. And then YouTube acted against him. And he's been shadow banned in a lot of different areas. He's talked about it openly. Look,
yeah,
I'm not an RFK. I like RFK in a lot of ways, but I would never vote for him for other reasons. But the thing I'll say this, they've set him up to be assassinated. It's just like the Ecuadorian candidate that got assassinated and he's running for president. I won't wear a bulletproof vest. I don't need it. And da-da-da-da-da-da. Boom, he's dead. This is going to be RFK. And it's just like Daddy. Daddy wasn't protected in 68 because they didn't protect candidates then. But he said, I fear for my life. He has said that openly. And I do think his talk about vaccines and other sacred cows in the Democratic Party is going to make him a target. If that 15% grows and he becomes a serious threat to Joe Biden, I look for him to get killed.
I don't know how I could argue against it other than it would piss off a lot of people. But
they don't care. Look at Lahaina. They don't care.
And it's so in your face. See, if you were to go after, you know, them SOBs got to die. We got to go get some. We're going to, you know, I got a list. I got, who would be on the, what is it? It's like a religion. It's a philosophy. It's a, you need to be ruled over because, you know, this here poll said you should be ruled over and we're going to rule over you. I mean, who do you go after? You know, what is it? You can't be against something. You just got to be for freedom. If you got to be against, what are you going to be against? You know, who is it? What is it? It's got to, you just got to overwhelm. You got to make them obsolete. That's what you got to do. Just make government obsolete. And I think that's what they're afraid of.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.